Yeah. So, I want to give you my thought process of what I've done in the past. You both are right. I think the reality is, you have to make a calculated decision, and that's a very difficult decision to make. So what I've often found myself doing was, and remember, this goes back to what I'm teaching tomorrow, that plans are a reflection of the high and deep thoughts of a leader, right? The heady and visionary, crazy ideas you have up here in the clouds, as well as the deep thoughts that are granular but not tedious. All right, granular but not task-driven thoughts. So what I have done in the past, if I envisioned expanding services in a particular direction, adding a program, I would use this particular order. I would use existing staff to provide the services. Then I would attract money as step two, if we did well. And then third step, then I would add new staff because I would have the money in place to hire new people. Now, there are pros and cons to this approach. The two cons I wrote down was staff are stretched thin. The existing staff are going to be stretched. And most people, especially if you don't have the culture of innovation and growth and an entrepreneurial culture, they're not going to be happy. And they're going to complain. The other con is you as a leader may have to build capacity of current staff in ways that will drain you. You got to teach new skills, teach new ways of doing things, build new systems, help people understand how to compartmentalize their current work and add another body of work. So it's a con. Those things are tough. The pro on the other side is no additional money spent. Right? So therefore, you get to tap into the second pro, which is you get to pilot a new idea without investing new money so that you can then pursue new money if the pilot makes sense and it works. So unfortunately, I didn't give you a silver bullet. Because the downside is if you try to raise money for this new thing, and I'm teaching this tomorrow, man. Maybe you also just come to my session tomorrow. But I'm teaching tomorrow that the unfortunate thing about attracting and building relationships is if you send out your bat signal to funders and legislators and stakeholders to say, hey, we're open for relationships, and they respond to your bat signal, there's going to be a problem because they're going to come there and they're expecting to see some sort of evidence that what you're signaling is real. Most nonprofits are saying, you know what it's like? You guys ever watch Shark Tank? You ever seen the early seasons when people will say, so they would ask, how much money have you made? Oh, this is just an idea. Wait, what? Wait, what are you saying? This is just an idea. This is pre-production. All right, you're wasting our time and our money. Our funders say it in a much more polite way, but they're mad because they're thinking there's something here and it's not. So no matter what you pick, somebody's gonna be mad at you. You gotta decide what's worth it to have the staff mad at you for a while. And the trade-off is, I'll just give you guys, 2 weeks off on me. Right? Or do you have funders mad at you, which they can hold it against you and you don't even know it, right? I have done what I've written out. And my trade-off was, time off on me, other perks that we can't pay for as a nonprofit, but we can give, as a way of saying thanks. My hope, which never really panned out for most people, was that folks would see the opportunity in the pilot to advance their career, advance their interests, to do new things. Many won't, because all they see what they do is a job. They don't see it as a calling or a purpose. So you just have to decide which pill you're willing to swallow here. With what I've laid out, I have raised a significant amount of money. I've added new programs. I've been able to test stuff that never saw the light of day because it failed epically and it was terrible. I've also been able to launch things because I was able to pilot things. The other caveat I'll add to Lee, is I often piloted things in the back nine or on the back nine of our fiscal year. So I ran a very tight ship in the first 6 months of our fiscal year to achieve and exceed our programmatic goals so that we on a reporting level can say we've done what we needed to do to pay the bills. We can coast the rest of the fiscal year now and use our downtime as staff to pilot some of these new ideas. That also has cons too, because people feel like you're just killing them. But the reality is, well, you come to work every day and I'm not going to let you sit at the water cooler and burn time. So let's go ahead and do what we got to do to pay bills. Yes, you got to work 9 to 5, not 10 to 3. And I'm going to work you from the time you get here to the time you leave. I'm not asking for overtime. I'm not going to ask you to do stuff on the weekends. We're going to do what we're paying you to do. And then once we achieve our goals, then let's loosen up a bit and start doing some fun stuff that's a little off base a bit to test some ideas. So.